Welcome to Meet the People of MCB with Kay Malmquist and Chip Haley. Sponsored by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Let's get to it with this week's interview. Hello and welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Chip Haley.
And I'm Kay Malmquist.
I tell you, Kay, I'm looking forward to today's interview. Don't know this individual real well, but what I do know of him, I really like. And I hope the folks that listen to today's interview will find him very interesting. So welcome, Brian Wiekamp.
Hello, Chip. Hello, Kay.
I tell you, Brian, it is so good to have you on. I've known you now, I don't know, for quite some time, but still don't know you all that well, but we're going to learn a lot about you today. And, I'm really looking forward to this. We're going to have some fun. We always enjoy doing these kind of things. One of the things that we always like to start off doing is we know that you're visually impaired. So why don't you share with us about your vision loss?
Well, thanks, Chip. I have been visually impaired all of my life since birth. I've had a bunch of eye conditions that I've dealt with for a long time. I've had a condition called glaucoma, which is increased pressure near the fluid in your eye, and I've been on medication for that for many, many years. I've had a cloudy cornea, a detached retina. Growing up, I could read textbook print, but I had to have my face real close to the book. My right eye was the better eye of the two, where I could read the print close up. Then when I had the detached retina when I was 14, I did not regain the vision in that eye. And then about 6 years ago, I noticed my vision was kind of acting strange, so I went to my ophthalmologist, and my glaucoma pressure was real up. Increased. So I went to a glaucoma specialist at the Mason Eye Clinic, which is part of the university system in Columbia, and I saw a glaucoma specialist, and incrementally in the last 6 years, I pretty much lost all of my vision in my remaining left eye.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So with the other remaining eye, are you totally blind or low vision, or?
I'm pretty much totally blind. Okay. I have a little bit of light perception once in a while, but that's about it.
Yeah. So, you mentioned just about all your life. So did you attend public school anywhere?
Well, I went to parochial school through the church I grew up in from first to eighth grade. Then I went to public school from 9 to 12 at the public high school here where I live in Jefferson City.
Okay. So which one of the schools, were you a Jefferson City J?
Yeah, I sure was. High School.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I knew that because my beloved Webb City Cardinals often have played the Jefferson City Jays in the state championship title games. But you guys have had just an awesome, tremendous football record. I hadn't followed you guys that closely on the other sports, but I know you guys have had really. So that's
our coach we had. He's retired now, Pete Atkins. He coached there for about 40 years.
And yes,
he's still around. He's about 97 now, but he's still around and doing quite well.
Yeah. He was just a really terrific coach. Had a lot of admiration for him. Okay, so now here you told us a little bit about your elementary and high school years. Did you attend college anywhere?
Well, I did. After high school graduation, I attended Lincoln University, which is here in Jefferson City, and in hindsight, looking back on my life, I would have done things a lot differently. I attended there. My first year at Lincoln was pretty simple. It was classes where you had just general education requirements. They make you take like math and English and history. And my second year really started to have problems academically. I didn't really realize it at the time, but I wasn't academically prepared for college. And I think at the time I was too proud to admit that I couldn't handle it. So I attempted it off and on for a few years, but really didn't gain that much or didn't graduate or anything. So.
Yeah, okay. I know Lincoln University as well, because I don't know what they are today, but at one time I knew that they were a part of the MIAA. I know that a lot of teams around the state, in fact, over in Kansas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, a lot of the teams were part of the MIAA, and they'd always go to Lincoln. And so, but anyway, don't want to get into sports right now, but I'm going to turn it over to Kay here in just a second. So tell us, Brian, you got family, you got brothers, sisters, you got your parents, are they all still living, or any of them live close by?
Yeah, all of my immediate family lives here in Jefferson City. My parents are both retired. My dad is 83 and my mom is 79. And I have an older sister that's 5 years older than I am. And she has five grown children. So we all live here in the Jefferson City community.
And are y'all real close, or do you just...
Pretty much, yeah. We're pretty close. I talk to my parents every couple of days to kind of check on them.
Yeah, you bet.
To make sure, and they still live on their own and independently and stuff.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, good. If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'm 54. I'll be 55 uh-huh. in January.
Oh, okay. Very good. Kay, you got questions.
He's just a youngster. I do have a question for you about your brothers and sisters and siblings. Do any of them have vision problems?
Well, they do. My one nephew, my sister's son, he has some similar problems that I have with like the glaucoma. And for years, we didn't know exactly like where my eye trouble came from. And then when my nephew, who was born, he's 38 now, he was born with cataracts and then developed glaucoma. So we figured somehow it must be genetic somehow mm-hmm. through the genes, hereditary.
Yep.
But he's the only one that has eye trouble.
Okay. So from there, how did you... Well, I guess you're working now, I assume. So
yes,
what kind of a work history do you have, or how long have you worked, where you work, and where do you work? All that kind of stuff rolled into one question.
I work at a business. It's a national chain. It's called Mod Pizza, M-O-D, which is made on demand, it's called. It's similar to the similar to Subway, where you go in and you tell them what toppings you want on your pizza, and they don't charge for individual toppings. They just charge one price, and then we have a real hot oven that cooks it real quick. And I've been there 4 years. A couple of weeks ago, I've been there 4 years, and they are a really good place to work. They're good folks to work for. I don't have a real lot of work history throughout my life. I worked from 2010 to about 2012. I worked at the State Capitol Building cafeteria, which is in the Business Enterprise Program through Rehab Services for the Blind. The fellow that was the manager then, his name was Carl Hirsch. I had known since about 2003, and I really give Carl a lot of credit because he had offered me, when I first got to know him, we got to know each other, offered me the chance to come work there. And then in about 2010, I took him up on the offer. So I'm grateful because really not having hardly any competitive work skills, Carl was willing to give me a chance just to start out with entry-level work, like wiping down tables and restocking supplies, restocking the soda coolers and the cups and the straws and taking out the trash and dust mopping, and then gradually I learned how to use the talking cash registers they had. And we had a price list, and we had the old-fashioned cash registers where you had to learn all of the prices for the items in the cafeteria. You had to commit it to memory. So I learned how to use the register and make change and wait on people, and I had never done that before. And it used to seem really confusing how you made change to people, but once you learn it, it's almost like second nature. When someone gives you a 20, you know how much change to give them back. So I learned how to do that, and then one of my other duties got to be, at the end of the day, we would count down the drawer at the end of the business day and see what our deposit was, and then we would take that money out of the drawer, and that would be our daily deposit. So that got to be one of my duties. So I learned a lot and learned a lot of new skills by Carl giving me the chance to work there.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Yeah. So Brian, what do you actually do at your current employment?
Well, I work in the kitchen when they bring all the dirty dishes back in the plates and the cookware that they use to keep the ingredients in. I basically keep all them clean. I'm basically the main dishwasher during the week.
Okay.
During the weekday.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Carl, and I've known Carl all the way back to the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. And Carl and I were pretty good friends. One of the things that we used to do, and this may have been a little bit before your time, but one of the things, and Carl was always great in supplying the fruit, the pastries, all the different, the donut, all that kind of stuff. When we would have our legislative day there at the Capitol, we would invite all the senators, all the legislative representatives, all of them. And it was a great time. They would come down, they would meet with us, we would visit with them. And, you know, they were welcome to the different software drinks and stuff like that. We had coffee and tea and different drinks. We had, like I said, we had the fruit and just a number, and they absolutely loved it. I don't know exactly when we got away from doing all that, but I tell you, that was really great. And that was, I can't tell you how much I thoroughly enjoyed that. We had a sound system down there. We met just right, really close to the cafeteria there. And I think it was like hearing room one or two. It was one of those hearing rooms. It was really, really close. And one of the state legislators would come down. We had the sound system. We would introduce them as they came in the door. And so it was just really, really a great time. I'm sorry that we don't do those kind of things anymore. So when you started working for Carl in 2010, I'm sure by that time, I don't think we were doing that any longer, were we?
I do remember it some when we had our legislative days that we did the caterings for you for Missouri Council when I worked in the cafeteria. But yeah, with COVID and everything going on the last couple of years, that's something
right.
that we've kind of had to change a lot. So
right. Yeah. And Carl was always so good. Not only did he provide the food, you know, he had some other items that he would sell, you know, whether you're mm-hmm. talking about, you know, tumblers or different other, and he would give us some of that stuff, and we were able to, you know, share it with legislators and all that kind. So it was really just an absolutely fabulous time. And I was just really so saddened when Carl was no longer in charge of the cafeteria down there. I just hated it that he wasn't able to remain down there. So, yeah. Okay, so here you are. You kind of shared with us a little bit about your work history. So what was it about MCB that drew your attention and that attracted you to want to be a part of MCB?
Well, I've been involved with Missouri Council for about 4 years now. I've known different people before I was in Missouri Council. I think I used to be on the State Rehab Advisory Council for Rehab Services for the Blind several years back in the early 2000s. And I got to know Denny Huff and Beverly Cascaden and back then, and the organization kind of interested me. So then about 4 years ago, our state convention was here in Jefferson City, in 2018 down at Capitol Plaza. So I decided to go and attended, and then I found out, I joined a couple of the special interest affiliates, the adaptive technology affiliate and the Council of Citizens with Low Vision, joined them, and been really involved with the ATI cause every month when we have our monthly cause, and then of course the CCLV, we have a monthly call. And then I joined the Blind of Central Missouri, the affiliate up in Pettis County in Sedalia.
Well, I got to tell you, bro, I can't tell you how tickled we are to have you. Because I know a little bit about your history. I know you're still a part of NFB, correct?
No. I'm strictly dedicated to Missouri Council. Now, okay. I had been a member of NFB for many years, and still, as far as I know, on good terms with them. But I just felt that Missouri Council, my views about blindness and mm-hmm. stuff, were more in okay. line with Missouri Council, and just enjoyed what I heard at conventions and what I read on the listservs and in the Chronicle, and I kind of thought, well, this is where I'd really need to be and feel the most comfortable.
So. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, like I said, we're just really tickled to have you. But I do remember, because I know you were involved with legislation during your mm-hmm. time in NFB, and now that you're a part of MCB, you've done some legislative work with us as well. And I really value, because you have the experience, like you said, you really know the Capitol, and you've even traveled the Capitol pretty much on your own from time to time, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. In the previous years when I was involved with the legislation, we would have the legislative day, or then we would go door to door, or office to office with the legislators, and either meet with them or meet with their legislative assistants and give them our fact sheet and talk about the issues. So that's something actually I've been doing for probably about 35 years now, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what I say. You bring a lot of valuable experience, you know, during your time there at the Capitol, and I'm just hoping that we can use more of your talents. And you know, you mentioned you're part of ATI, and boy, are we ever happy to have you there. You talk about being a member of MCCLV, but you also are serving on the MCB policy committee as well, aren't you?
That's right. Yeah. There's a few of us on there, and then Raymond Bishop is the chairperson of that. So that's one of the things I'm involved with there too. So,
okay, yeah. Well, that's really great. Well, Brian, we're going to find some other duties for you, so you just hang tight with us. Okay.
Oh, okay.
All right. Go ahead, Kay.
Yeah, we'll definitely plug you in somewhere. That's for sure. And I'm glad that you're a part of the policy committee. You know, it's funny with that committee. You never know what things are going to pop up, and we need valuable people that can make those kind of decisions and write things up and all that. So that's definitely appreciated. Well, let's see, going back to, you know, your employment and MCB, how did you get involved with MCB? I mean, is it just because of knowing people like Bev Cascaden, or did you meet people that you knew were involved with them or with the MCB, or how did that actually come about?
Well, I've known like Denny Huff and Beverly probably since maybe about 2004, 2005. And then I knew the late Bill Burrows, who used to be on the State Rehab Advisory Council. Mm-hmm. And so I've known of them since then. And then another one of our members here in town who's involved, Joe Dobbs, I've known Joe for well over 20 years. And he's
well,
kind of
we won't hold that against you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Yeah, yeah. He's kind of been the one who helped me kind of get more back involved, get involved with Missouri Council when I went to the state convention back in 2018, because he knew a lot more people mm-hmm. and told me who liked to contact or whatever for different committees. So Joe's been a big help with that.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. You mentioned Bill Burris. Bill Burris was one of my best friends.
Oh, yeah. I liked Bill.
Yeah, I did too. And I'm sorry that I didn't get to know you. I was actually president when you were serving on the SRC with Bev Cascaden and Denny Huff. I was on the SRC back in 94, 95. And I'm doing that today for MCB. I tell you what, though, Brian, it's a lot different today. I mean, a lot different today than what it was when you were on there. I mean, just everything about it is really different. So, but glad that, I'm just glad you had that experience. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was on it from 2004 to 2011.
Wow.
I've kind of, since I've been off it, I haven't really kept up too much. I know they still have the public forums and the meetings, but I think a lot of it now is done by Zoom. I don't know how much
in-person
stuff is done. So
they do some in-person. We had one, I know last November? I remember one that was in Springfield, but I think since then, it's been almost a year now that they still remain. They went back to doing Zoom.
Actually, in August.
Yeah. Yeah.
In August, they were going to try to do it in person and then schedule conflicts and a couple of people coming up positive for COVID. They went back and did it with Zoom, but they really do want to start meeting in person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, you know, so.
Well, one thing, when I served on the rehab council, I really learned a lot about the rehab system for about RSB. I just didn't know until then how much was involved with what they deal with and as far as independent living and voc rehab. And so it really gave me a lot of good knowledge about being on there for 7 years. I learned about the ins and outs of the rehab system and what all RSB has to do and stuff for people. So,
yeah. Hey, you got other questions?
Well, I was trying to think of some. You put me on the spot here. I'm really enjoying listening to you, Brian, and it's kind of neat to learn. Brian is on our community call that we have every Thursday, and he just pops up here and there. And I've always had a really pleasant experience with him and stuff, so it's really kind of fun to be talking to him like this. And I'm trying to think of a question. I'm sorry.
Well, I tell you what, I got a question. And then while you're thinking of one. Okay. So, Brian, now that you've been a part of MCB over the last 4 years, have you pretty well gotten acclimated to a lot of the different services and programs that we offer? Have you been, say, for example, to summer camp? You know, maybe some of the other things you mentioned about coming to our conventions. Is there anything else that you kind of really enjoy about MCB?
Well, there's a lot of things I enjoy. Just the camaraderie of the other people that we have, like on our weekly Zoom call. And then one thing, I guess 2 years ago, or about 2.5 years ago now, when COVID started on the national level with American Council of the Blind, all the Zoom calls we have there every day and throughout the week. And one of the things that I was kind of had that I do now with American Council with the Zoom calls in early part of 2020, I was diagnosed with an early stage of prostate cancer and had surgery and had my prostate removed. And then when I noticed on the Zoom calls from American Council that there was a cancer support call like every couple times a month. So I got involved with that on the Zoom calls. And then the lady who was facilitating it, like in this late 2020, I guess she had a lot of other stuff going. And so they kind of stopped having it. So I contacted Cindy Hollis, who's the coordinator of all the Zoom calls. And I asked her if we could kind of get that going again, and I would offer to be the facilitator. So she said that'd be fine. So I guess since maybe about December of 2020, have been the facilitator on the cancer support calls that we have on the through the ACB.
Oh, good
awesome.
For you.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah.
And we meet the first and third Mondays of the month at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central.
Yeah,
and,
well, that's
and
great.
And we have a few people that not usually join us for each call.
Yeah, well, that's really great.
But I've never been I've never been to camp yet. I'd love to go maybe next year. Transportation certainly an issue, and then trying to coordinate it where I can get off of work. I'd like to go for the entire week, but just the other programs too.
Yeah.
The loans for adaptive technology different things are, I think, are a really good service. That we have. So
Brian, do you live alone?
I do.
Okay.
Just
so,
me and my kitty cat.
Oh, okay. So tell us, how is it for someone like yourself who's almost really totally blind? What type of technologies do you use to help you to enhance your independence so that you, I mean, being living alone as you do, that you're able to get along so well?
Well, as far as my apartment goes, I have like my appliances labeled, like on my microwave, I have the raised bump dots on my microwave to locate the different numbers.
Yeah.
And my, washer dryer is pretty blind friendly. It's my washer still has dials and knobs on it that I can use, so it's still pretty blind friendly.
Yeah.
And then with the invention of the Amazon Echo, that's been a really, really valuable thing, like setting alarms to get up in the morning or setting a timer and things like that. So, and then of course I use my iPhone to, for like audible texting to other people and phone calls, like when I call paratransit and things. So,
oh, we're great. Yeah. Did you think of your question, Kay?
Well, that made me think of a couple of things. So, with your computer, do you use JAWS or NVDA? I'm kind of curious because different people really like different screen readers, and I just kind of wondered what your preference was there, or what do you use?
Well, I use JAWS, and I've been using JAWS for about 21 years now. I got it through Missouri Assistive Technology, got the JAWS program, and I basically use my computer just for email and getting on the internet, like checking Facebook or whatever. So just some of the basic stuff I use the computer for. But yeah, JAWS is pretty much, I've never used the NVDA before, but I'd be curious how it compares to JAWS. And
They're kind
JAWS
of similar, but no, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us something about Brian that people might not know and might be kind of interesting?
I don't know if there's any secrets or anything that people might not know or outside my family, really, that I haven't told people. I enjoy public service, serving on like the different committees in MCB, and then when I was on the rehab council, and I've been on a transit advisory council here in Jefferson City for the public transit and the paratransit services. And currently I live in public housing, and my landlord is the local housing authority. And then last year I was approached by them about being the tenant commissioner on the Housing Board of Commissioners. And I accepted that. So we have monthly meetings, and I kind of on there as representing the tenants and any concerns the tenants might have. So,
well, good for you. I mean, there's got to be a sense of accomplishment and, you know, well-being as far as being able to put this kind of thing together and feeling like you're doing something for other people.
Sure.
So good,
sure.
Good deal for you. That's great.
Brian, are you much of a sports fanatic?
Yeah, I guess baseball is my favorite. I'm a big Cardinals fan.
Yay!
And, yeah.
Yay.
Then, of course, with the Amazon Alexa through SiriusXM, I can follow a lot of other teams, out-of-market teams,
The
Sirius AM sometimes. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Cardinals are probably my favorite. So.
Yeah, mine as well. And, of course, I use the MLB at bat a lot. You know, because well, Brian, in closing, I've got to ask you this question. How was it for you several years when you guys, I mean, the whole area of Jeff City was flooded Were you pretty well locked into your apartment? Were you able to get out? How was that one? I mean, because I heard just how bad it really was when that whole area got flooded.
It was quite a mess. That was probably 30 years ago next year. It was 1993. And I wasn't affected too terribly much by it. But a lot of streets were closed due to the high water because we have there's a tributary, a creek that runs through town, and it got backed up. And like there's a park near where I live now that was totally underwater. So a lot of the bus routes got diverted to other routes because of that. So it was, and then of course I live right on the Missouri River, and then when that flooded, it really messed up people commuting across the Missouri River Bridge going into Callaway County. So that was a big mess. So.
Well, but then you also seemed like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, you guys also had a flood? Because I heard that the flood, the water was actually getting up and going into like the Capitol Plaza, and they had to go in and do some restoration. Was I mistaken?
Oh, yeah. It was like when you go to the Capitol Plaza, when you pull up front there, there's like a flight of stairs you got to go up.
Right.
And that, I think, is in a floodplain, and literally water was right up to the top step as
wow.
you go
yeah.
to the top step of Capitol Plaza. But there, I think their parking garage got flooded, and they might have even got in the building too. So I'm sure they had to do a lot of renovation after the flood went down.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Well, Brian, in closing, do you have any words of wisdom or something that you would like to share with folks that might be of an encouragement? I know you've had a lot of different experiences in your life, and do you have anything that you would like to share that maybe offer words of encouragement?
Well, the one thing I want to say about Missouri Council is that, you know, like we're just kind of like one big family, and we're the kind of there for each other. We all have different abilities and education levels and stuff, and work experiences and life experiences, and we're kind of there for one another, just for blindness issues, and kind of to motivate each other and give each other inspiration if we got maybe blindness issues that we're dealing with, or even for newly blinded people that get acquainted with the Missouri Council. We're here for them to kind of educate them about blindness and the abilities of blind people. So
Brian, that's really beautiful. When you talk about, you know, supporting one another, I mean, this organization really goes far above and beyond the call of duty so many times. And that's how I've been able to make so many wonderful friends in the organization. I mean, just countless friends, including Kay Momquist, our Madam President. Got to know her really well over the last probably 3 or 4 years. But there's just really a lot of great people, and you know, we all go through things in life. We all face certain challenges, and you know, to be able to reach out to one another and provide that support, I think that really speaks very well of this organization. Kay,
yes.
How about you?
I agree. And it's not even just about blindness. It's funny, as you get to be closer with people, you relate to them on their experiences that they're having in life that impact them. And it's really fascinating how a group of us are, you know, seem to be really very close. And that's what we're here for, is just mm-hmm. to support people. And I agree with you 100%, Brian.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah.
I think that one thing that has been really a blessing and really beneficial is when we started the Zoom calls about 2.5 years ago, I have gotten to know so many more people mm-hmm. through them on our weekly calls or the cancer support.
Yeah.
And even like on our chat list too, just talking with people there and visiting. So, and just getting to know people at conventions and different things and gathering. So it's really been good.
Yeah. So are you going to be able to make the convention this year?
I'm planning on it. I've reservation in and registered for a convention. So,
well, there you go. It'll be good to see you.
You bet. You bet. You know, it's going to be great. Yeah. Okay. Well, Brian, thank you so much for being our special guest this time on Meet the People of MCB. And ladies and gentlemen, if you know someone that you would like for Kay and I to interview, please give us a call. We would love to interview them. We've got some open dates, so now is a good time to give one of us a call. My name's Chip Haley. You can call me at 417-540-9703.
Or you could call me, Kay Malmquist, at 608-436-2610.
You know,
I'd love to hear from you.
Oh, you bet. You never know. You might hear yourself next time right here on Meet the People of MCB. Goodbye for now. Stay well, stay safe, and take good care. Bye-bye.